Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting seventh. The DH, Andres Mora. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Flanagan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The third baseman, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Wagner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Chuck Scribner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Roberts. And now, play ball. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger takes first base on ball four. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich takes first base on ball four. Belunger moves to second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of LaFleur. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Belunger scores. Grich goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Orioles. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andres Mora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mora hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belunger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to third. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LaFleur tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Orioles. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belunger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive towards third. Stanley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bellinger moves to second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Grich fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Freehan for the out. Thompson moves to second. Two outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0-for-1 in the game. DeCinces hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Andres Mora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mora is 0-for-1 in the game. Mora hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 1. the Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 0 for 1 in the game. Scribner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 2 in the game. DeCinces hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andres Mora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mora is 0 for 2 in the game. Mora hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blair moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a pop-up towards third. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Thompson moves to third. Two outs. Marvin Lane pinch hits for Chuck Scribner. Marvin Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Manuel now playing second base. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Singleton hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. DeCinces hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Stanley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. It's 4-2, Orioles. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Dyer Miller now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Stanley moves to third. Staub moves to second. Bruce Kim pinch runs for Willie Horton. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stanley tags and scores. One out. It's 4-3, Orioles. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to third. Kim moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Staub tags and scores. Kim tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Orioles, 4, Tigers, 4. Ben Ogilvie pinch hits for Mark Wagner. Tippy Martinez now pitching. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kim scores. Thompson moves to second. It's 5-4, Tigers. Jerry Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Phil Mankowski now playing third base. Mickey Stanley now playing shortstop. Andres Mora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mora is 0 for 3 in the game. Mora strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Blair reaches second base with a double. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 3 in the game. Duncan hits a pop-up towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks, Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Grich strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.